Dean Redding carries a burden few can imagine. As the son of infamous serial killer Daniel Redding, his life is defined by four haunting words: bind them, brand them, cut them, hang them. These weren't just his father's signature, they were a ritual Dean was forced to witness. Now part of the Naturals program, a secret FBI initiative recruiting teenagers with exceptional profiling abilities, Dean uses his dark inheritance to catch killers rather than become one. His careful emotional boundaries keep everyone at arm's length, especially fellow Naturals Cassie Hobbs, despite their growing connection. When a murder at Colonial University perfectly mimics his father's methodology, Dean's carefully constructed walls begin to crumble. The victim, a young woman named Emerson Cole, was found displayed exactly as his father's victims once were. The implications are devastating. Either his father's influence extends beyond prison walls, or something of his darkness lives within Dean himself. During a moment of vulnerability in the garage, bloodying his knuckles on a punching bag, Dean makes a devastating confession to Cassie. "My father made me watch." This traumatic history explains his hypervigilance, his need for control, and his fear that he'll never escape his father's shadow.
Special Agent Veronica Sterling arrives like a precisely calculated surgical strike, her arctic blue eyes scanning the Naturals with methodical intensity. Her assessments cut through their carefully constructed personas. The emotion reader with the attitude problem who's continually doing stupid things for girls, she says of Michael. But Sterling's connection to the program runs deeper than her credentials suggest. She's one of the few survivors of Dean's father's brutality, saved only by Dean's intervention. The physical reminder of this encounter, an R brand carved into her collarbone, mirrors her emotional scars. Sterling views the Naturals program as fundamentally flawed, arguing it weaponizes trauma rather than healing it. Her arrival coincides with a series of copycat killings that push the program to its limits. When Cassie proposes the killer might be Daniel Redding's apprentice rather than a simple copycat, Sterling's professional mask cracks slightly, showing the first signs of respect for their abilities. Her presence forces each Natural to re-examine their role in relationships. For Dean, she's a living reminder of guilt he can't escape. For Cassie, Sterling represents both an aspirational figure and a challenging counterpoint to her more emotionally driven investigative style. This tension between clinical detachment and emotional investment becomes increasingly central as the investigation deepens. Are their unique abilities assets or liabilities in the face of mounting danger?
Five damaged yet extraordinary teenagers form the Naturals program, with relationships as complex as their cases. Michael, who reads emotions, pursues Cassie while antagonizing Dean, admitting, "I don't just want you, I want to want you," acknowledging how competition might influence his feelings. Dean withdraws despite clear feelings for Cassie, believing himself unworthy. "You deserve better." His father's legacy has convinced him he's inherently tainted. When Cassie touches his face, neither pulls away, a silent acknowledgement of unexpressed feelings. Leah, the human lie detector, adds complexity by provocatively dancing with Michael to provoke Dean, hinting at their history. She later reveals to Cassie how Dean once watched over her for 3 days when she tried running away, never demanding explanations. Sloane, the statistics genius, processes emotions analytically and feels socially excluded. "I'm not good at people," she tells Cassie, offering wombat statistics as her unique form of comfort and friendship. Though unauthorized investigations create trust issues among them, these complicated bonds ultimately become their strength as they combine talents to identify the killer, proving their connections form the foundation of their effectiveness as a team.
The investigation begins with Emerson Cole's murder, staged to mimic Daniel Redding's signature. Despite Agent Sterling's orders, the Naturals launch their own investigation. Cassie, Leah, and Michael infiltrate a college party, learning Emerson worked with classmates Derek, Clark, and Bryce, plus Jeffrey, a teaching assistant obsessed with Redding's crimes. The case intensifies when Professor Fogel is murdered, followed by Trina Sims, a woman who visited Daniel Redding in prison. Dean realizes his father isn't inspiring a copycat, but directing an apprentice. Sloane proposes a breakthrough theory. Multiple apprentices would explain the inconsistent crime scenes, some meticulous, others impulsive. When Clark becomes the fourth victim, DNA evidence reveals he killed Trina Sims. The pattern emerges: two killers choosing each other's targets for perfect alibis, like strangers on a train. Christopher Sims, Trina's son, is caught with murder supplies, but his subsequent suicide in custody seems too convenient. Sterling continues investigating despite official closure. Cassie realizes there must be a third killer, but this revelation comes too late, as she and Sterling are abducted by a prison guard who facilitated messages between Red and his apprentices, the final piece in Redding's manipulation game. Cassie awakens bound in an abandoned cabin with Agent Sterling. Their captor, prison guard Weber, reveals his plan born from repeated law enforcement rejections. He'll prove his superiority through a deadly hunt. When Weber gives Cassie a 2-minute head start, Sterling immediately offers herself as the first target, completing her transformation from detached evaluator to fierce protector. As Cassie stumbles toward the door, Sterling's final words echo, "Run in a straight line. Make yourself a smaller target." In the forest, Cassie uses her profiling expertise to survive, recognizing that Weber's obsession with outdoing Daniel Redding provides insight into his likely moves. Sterling creates diversions, buying Cassie crucial escape time. When Cassie finally confronts Weber in a moonlit clearing, she employs psychological warfare, using her understanding of his insecurities to keep him talking until Briggs and the FBI team arrive. This ordeal transforms both women. Sterling acknowledges that Cassie's emotional intelligence, qualities she'd previously criticized, provided the insights that kept them alive. Cassie gains respect for Sterling's tactical mind and protective instincts. Their shared trauma forges a bond, transforming them from reluctant colleagues to trusted allies. The Naturals program began as an FBI experiment, but evolved into a home and family for 5 damaged teenagers. When Agent Sterling arrives to evaluate it for termination, she questions whether immersing traumatized teens in violence, Dan confronting his father's legacy, Cassie reliving her mother's disappearance, Leah using skills from an abusive home, helps them heal or merely weaponizes their trauma. As the investigation unfolds, and after experiencing the abduction alongside Cassie, Sterling's perspective shifts. She recognizes the program doesn't exploit their traumas, but transforms them into something meaningful. Instead of termination, she recommends restructuring, establishing protocols where Judd, their caretaker, has final authority over their case participation. This resolution balances their extraordinary abilities with appropriate protection. The program is reborn as a path toward healing through purpose, where differences become strengths and they build the family none had before. Being a natural isn't just innate talent, it's talent shaped by trauma. Their abilities come at personal cost, yet in solving Daniel Redding's apprentice's case, they begin solving the mystery of themselves. Not by erasing their pasts, but by integrating them into a self-determined future. Their gifts may originate in darkness, but need not define them.